Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the G-Spot with Nika Ray. It has been a long time throughout this break over the holidays, so I am looking forward to starting back up with you all. This is 2016, and our show is going to be better than ever, so I can't wait for everything we have to offer you all this year. And Keyroy, are you there? Keyroy?
I'm sorry. I was on mute by mistake. Happy New Year to everybody. How y'all doing tonight?
Well, Happy New Year, Keyroy. How have you been?
Man, I've been good. Been good. Staying real busy, trying to make some things happen, but overall, I've been really good. How about yourself?
I have been blessed. I am so excited for everything that we have to offer this year. I think this is going to be a great, great year. This is, I think, going on my third year with this show.
No, this is third year?
Wow. It's going on my third year. Yeah. So I am super excited. And maybe, you know what? It may be my 2 years and a half, maybe.
Okay. But that's an accomplishment, though. That's good.
Yeah, it's an accomplishment. I'm so excited, and I can't wait because I'm planning on doing a lot of different things with the show this year. So I'm just looking forward to everyone tuning in with me, sticking with me, and sticking with us as we continue to try to bring you sexy, interesting topics on the G-Spot with Nika Ray. And tonight we are talking about sensual massage and the art of foreplay. And a lot of people don't necessarily engage in foreplay, and they make it, I guess they kind of just jump right into the act. But foreplay is very important, and it doesn't just start before sex. It starts throughout the day. It starts throughout the week. It's just every day. It's an act that you do all day, every day, that you should do all day, every day. So I'm really looking forward to discussing it. Do you have any opinions or thoughts before we go into a song?
No, but I tell you what, I'm definitely pro foreplay, though. I'm all in with that. So I guess we'll go ahead and go in with the discussion and we can talk about it a bit further.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great discussion tonight. And I'm all for foreplay as well. We need it. Okay, so
definitely.
The first song that we're going to... Yeah. The first song we'll start with tonight is Seduction by Usher. So this is something to help us set the mood a little bit.
Around you, baby, wanna get down, 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 down.
Baby, you got
it hard for me to stay,
hard
to walk away,
hard.
I don't wanna play no more,
hard.
Oh, I can't take it, baby. You got me, baby. Sensual, sexual, erotic, romantic.
G-Spot with Mika Ray, and of course you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. If you have a thought, a question, a comment, just press 1 and we will bring you on. And Kira, what I wanted to start off with, though, is the art of sensual massage and touch. And I wanted us to start by talking to Chase Alford. She is going to be the massage therapist at my event on February the 6th. So, Kira, just so everyone knows, we're doing an event on February the 6th called Sex and Sensuality. I've been doing this since 2013. Normally, it's for women only. This year, I have decided to open it up for men as well. So men are definitely invited. I do want you to kind of bring a woman with you just so we can make sure everything is even out in there. And but the goal of it this time is to just explore your senses. So we will explore your senses through touch and sound, smell, tasting, and visual appetizers, I guess you would say, throughout the event, and it's all about foreplay and helping you get in the mood and get in touch with yourself and be more confident in expressing your sexual needs in the bedroom. And tickets are $25, and you can purchase tickets starting now. I will post a link in the invite so you all can go ahead and purchase your tickets. I'm only doing advanced sales right now. So tickets aren't, you're not able to purchase tickets at the door. It will include food, drink, tantra demonstrations, and the massage demonstrations, as well as other exciting, sexy demos. And let me bring on Chase. Hey, Chase, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, how are you?
Great. How about you?
I'm well, thank you. Excited about your event coming up.
Are you now? Well, thank you very much. So first, I would love for you to tell everyone a little bit about yourself, give them a little background about what you do.
Oh, okay. Yes, well, I began doing massage. I actually got my license in 2006, and I'm currently not practicing on a regular basis. However, I'm still proficient in my skill. you know, and I just wanted to be a part of your event because I think it's very important for people to understand how important it is to touch your partner. You know, traditionally I would do a massage with a massage table or a massage chair. However, people, you may not have that at home. So, I mean, just touching your partner, giving them a hug when they come in or rubbing their neck, you know, after a long day, or maybe having lavender oils available or something to rub their hands if they type all day. You know, all those things are important, and that's something that I kind of want to show, you know, at the event. Just different little things that can be little foreplay to lead up to the big picture.
Okay. I think that is a wonderful thing, and I do feel that people don't understand the need for touch. Sometimes it's not even about having sex with someone. It's just feeling that that particular person is connecting with you on a sensory basis. So just like you said, a hug, a kiss here, or, you know, maybe when they get off of work, you're rubbing their food. Things like that really help build intimacy in the relationship.
Absolutely, absolutely. There was a post I was reading where a young lady asked, she said, which one do you like foreplay or do you not like foreplay? And when do you do foreplay? And it was funny because everyone basically had the same comment. It was like, yeah, give me foreplay. And, you know, it has to be, you know, right before sex. And I'm just sitting there like, well, foreplay should be all day. You know, if you spend 8-9 hours in the house with your partner, you know, and you haven't touched them at least once or twice, that I think is a problem. You know, I mean, the young lady I'm talking to, I can't keep my hands off her. So I couldn't imagine, you know, just not rubbing her back or, you know, touching her hand while she's cooking or something like that, you know. So definitely, you guys have to touch. It's important.
Kira, from a male perspective, what are your thoughts regarding touching your spouse, your female lover?
You know what? I'll tell you something. I love giving massages. I really do. I love touching. I love the foreplay. You know, I like it all, you know. But, you know, talking to some of my friends, they not really, some of them just ain't really into it like that, you know. So, in my opinion, I like to give it, but at the same time, I notice a lot of women don't like to give it either. You know, I know my friends, they say they'll do whatever the woman want, but a lot of women ain't really into giving massages and the foreplay deal neither. You know what I'm saying? I guess I expect them to like it as much as I do, but a lot of them don't. A lot of them not into it like I expect them to be into it.
I think that women have become, this is just my opinion, a little desensitized when it comes to foreplay with a male because, and touch and everything that you're saying, Kiroy, because they've been taught, like, you know, a lot of men are just, like, quick. It's like, okay, I want you, I'm going to get it type stuff. So women feel like they're not going to receive what they're looking for anyway. So might as well just give a man what they want, which is the reason why I do the sex and sensuality events, because I want women to take their voice and their power back in the bedroom and feel comfortable and confident enough to say what they want, how they want it, when they want it. When it comes to oral sex, when it comes to, you know, the massages, the touching, the foreplay, but being able to tell this man, you know what, I need to be touched. I need to have oral sex, or I need to be rubbed on a little bit. It takes a woman 15 to 20 minutes to be fully aroused. So foreplay is really, really, really important for a woman.
You know, but that, yeah, but you know what, I'm starting to think that women be so ready for us to do it, they just forget about serving us men too, though. It's like, because I really feel like I put in all the work, you know. And I get tired of feeling, I love doing it, but it would be nice if a woman just take upon herself to do me the same way, you know. And like I said, I can't speak for all guys, but it do make it better, you know. For me, it just makes it a little bit better.
Wow. So you, so you're saying that women don't, what they don't do, oral sex? What you're saying? I'm trying to figure it out.
Let me tell you something. Listen, okay, I can tell you what I'm saying. And even when it comes to oral sex, they don't willingly do it as like a man would do it, you know. And sometimes, and I guess it depends on the girl and stuff like that, but say if I'm with my girl or whatever and I'm into it, you know, it's almost a guarantee I'm going to, you know, go down and stuff like that. And a lot of times I'm ready.
I've heard the complete...
So a lot of times
I'm
ready.
Sorry.
Oh, you good. A lot of times I'm ready. Man, it would be nice if she would just be willing to just get me back so we can have that same feeling, that same connection, that same pleasure, you know, be equal in having sex like that. But a lot of times I don't get that, you know. So
that's
my thing.
I haven't heard that. What I've always heard is that women, they're meeting a lot of men who don't perform oral sex. And they won't do it, but they expect the woman to do it.
Yeah, I hear that quite a bit, too. But the women I've been running into lately, they don't necessarily, I don't have a problem, you know. I don't have a problem, you know, taking care of business like that, you know. But yeah, I know a couple of my guy friends, you know, they say they don't really be into it, even if they really, really, it didn't take a lot for them to do it. For me, it ain't no problem, because I'm just, if I'm into the girl like that, if I'm feeling her, I'm all in, you know. But they got their reasons for not doing it, too. I understand why guys don't do it a whole lot, you know.
I don't know. I do think that oral sex is not the only form of foreplay. So that's exactly the reason why we're doing what we're doing, you know, with sex and sensuality, but we're having, with Chase talking to us tonight as well, because there are other forms of foreplay. You have the, you know, where you're talking sexy to each other throughout the day, sending sexy text messages, maybe a little tease of a thigh, a hip, a nipple, something.
Oh, yeah, I like some kind of things. But you're right. I mean, I agree all that
things.
Because, yeah, you're right. All that is included with that. So I agree. If a woman is willing to do that kind of stuff.
Right. I think the go to is just what you said. It's oral sex. That's all they focus on. Let's have some oral sex. And then sometimes there's some women who aren't even interested in oral sex being performed on them because they're not comfortable with their vaginal region to that point. So we have to look beyond oral sex as our form, as our go-to foreplay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you heard about that.
I know.
So, I mean, I see one thing. Oh, go ahead. I was just about to say, See, one thing about the foreplay thing is I'm a big fan of like kissing on the back and all that kind of good stuff, you know, because that turned me on when it turned them on, you know what I'm saying? So that's the kind of stuff
right.
I'm into too. But I don't see too many women going all out like that, though.
Yeah, I think a lot of women have gotten comfortable. I had to comment. I think even with me being, you know, LGBT, you know, I'm more so the aggressive one in a relationship. And I have come across a lot of feminine women who are pretty much takers. They want you to
right.
rub on them and kiss on them and, you know, treat them like a queen. But when it comes to you, it's kind of like that song, I Need to Hear It, that, you know, that Robin Thicke, when he's like, man, tell me you love me, you know, make me feel the way I'm making you feel. You know, it can't be
right.
one-sided. You know, everything
right.
has to be give and take, but I think that comes with conversations. You know, you can't assume someone is going to understand how to touch you or if you, you know, the things that you like. You have to talk about those things in the beginning before you even get to that intimacy part.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you all, what's your opinion, why do you think that women are becoming more takers? Either one can answer.
Okay, I can answer that one. I think, and this is just my opinion. I'm not saying all women. I'm not saying that. But at one point, I was actually a taker where I didn't want to do anything. I was fed up because I wasn't getting what I wanted within my relationship. So the next people that I met, it was just like, man, you know what? I rubbed her feet. I did this, and that in the past, and I ain't really getting nothing from it. So I'm just going to be more standoffish because that's going to draw them to me. Because the more I would give chase, the more women would come after me, and the more they would do to prove to me how much they like me. And it became a game. And I just think it's a lot of people out here that, you know, is playing a cat and mouse game. They're not really in touch with their self and their feelings and what they truly want and desire for the future. They're just on the here and now. What can I get out of this person right now? You know, I feel like it's a lot of lost people out here.
I think that's an interesting way of... Go ahead, Kira.
Oh, no, you're making a point right there.
I was just saying that that's a very interesting perspective, and I thank you for sharing it. I haven't had that experience, of course, because I'm the type of person I like to give and I like to take. So I like the back and forth, and I also like being able to be who I want to be in the bedroom. So I need that type of partner who doesn't mind me being the aggressor sometimes, you know, who doesn't mind me taking and giving, you know, whatever. So I need a good balance and someone who doesn't mind that balance. And I think that makes the sex much more interesting.
You know what, though, too? I think one of the reasons is I don't think some of them haven't been challenged to do it. Like me, for example, I have to be honest with you. When I first started having sex, none of that stuff was custom. I wasn't eating out nobody. I wasn't doing none of that stuff. I just really wanted to stick it in and handle business and everything. But then I met this one girl, right? And she just took it to another level, I mean, because she started kissing all of me and all this kind of stuff. That felt good, and I never had a girl do that before. And she was like, now's your turn to do me back. So I started doing it back, and we just had the best sex. You know what I'm saying? And then ever since I met her, I've just been more into doing it, hoping I would meet somebody that would do the same thing back, you know? So sometimes people just have to be challenged to do something different, you know?
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Good good thoughts. Sometimes you just have to be challenged to do something different. And then sometimes you just have to meet that one person that's just going to balance with your sexual chemistry in the bedroom and, you know, give you the things that you need and are willing to listen. Communication is a very big key, and Chase mentioned that earlier, so I think she made a great point when she said that learning to talk to your partner, your sex partner, your lover, talk to them about what it is that you want, that you need in the bedroom, because I think some women just don't know. And when they don't know, they just don't do it. A lot of women feel shy in the bedroom, so they may not initiate a lot of things. But if you tell them, you talk to them, you guide them, they will be more apt to doing it. You know, they will do it with you. But we do have a caller. Last four digits are 9974. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey, how are you?
Yes, I'm here. I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Good, good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
You wanted to make a comment?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment. You're talking about the foreplay in the relationship. You know, mainly my consensus as far as, you know, when I listen to my female cousins, they'll say that the men are not going down. They're doing everything. And the men is not really, you know, doing as much as they're doing. You know, I think it's a different time, too. You know, back in the day, you know, I'm 40. And back in the day, I think men did it more so than now. In the aspect of the woman not doing it, I just think that whatever woman that's not doing it, I don't think she's comfortable with her sexuality or even explore her sexuality. You know, that definitely will affect the foreplay if she's not in touch with herself physically, especially if she's not having self-confidence. That's definitely going to affect everything. In a relationship, I think that it's in a long relationship, I think that you got to have a give and take. The male have to be in touch with his femininity to understand what the woman wants and needs, and a woman has to be in touch with her masculinity to know, you know, certain things and how a man will feel and everything. So, you know, I just think it's more male not doing the foreplay versus the women not doing the foreplay in a relationship. Not just going out, meeting a woman, having sex. But in a relationship aspect, I think that the woman is doing more to the man than he's doing to her in a relationship aspect.
And why is that, you think?
Why is that? Well, first
why
of all,
women?
Why women do more?
Yeah, why are they doing more when it comes to the relationship aspect?
In the sexual, part of it. Because, you know, We know science says that it takes a woman 10 to 15 minutes to have an orgasm. It takes a man 5 to 10 minutes to have an orgasm. So I'm thinking, you know, they really just trying to get satisfied. And women get satisfied through foreplay, too, because it's not just the other person getting satisfied from the foreplay. People should be, you know, being satisfied by the foreplay. Even if you're giving it, you're taking it, you know, you're still, you know, if you're giving it, you're still getting something out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think the women just want to get satisfied these days, and the guys want to rush. They're all in a rush these days to just go ahead and
have
no patience.
If I can talk from a sociological perspective real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I think that women have been taught that if they don't do all it takes to please a man in the bedroom, that he's going to cheat.
Mm.
And that is the reason why I think women tend to, quote unquote, step it up when they're in a relationship with the man, is because they've been told that, well, you need to do this, you need to get on your knees, you need to satisfy him, give him sex when he wants to. I don't care if you feel good, you feel bad, you got a yeast infection, whatever. You just do it. Because if you don't, this man, it sounds vulgar, but it's Because that is what society tells women, that your man is going to go and find it from somewhere else. So you have to please him.
Well, I wish a lot of women would follow that, you know. They're not all about that, man. A lot of them be about themselves, man, for real. You know, they get what they want from us. You know, and that's what the thing that just tripped me out about women. I mean, it's kind of off a little bit, but it kind of tripped me out how women say, try to sell, you know, they pussy or whatever. I mean, why we can't, because trust me, if we pleasing, if we getting pleasure, they getting the same pleasure we, you know, that they getting the same pleasure too. So why men got to pay for shit like that? It's almost like the same thing as well, where it feel like they entitled to get, to receive and not to give all the time. I mean, that's what I'm, that's the kind
Hello,
of.
Hello, what?
Not all women like that. Not all women like that. But all women who are like that. For real, who just feel like they're entitled to get, you know, to receive but not to give, you know. But that's the perception they give me anyway. You know, I could be wrong about it, because I know all women ain't like that. I'm just saying.
Chase, what were you going to say? And then our caller.
I'm with him. Look, I'm with him on this one. No, but, yeah, I do feel like it is one-sided a lot of times. Women feel like a guy have to trick off, per se, to get certain things, or he has to court. You know, we don't court anymore. We don't truly date and get to know people anymore. It's like, oh, met her on Instagram, talked a couple times, in a week or two, you already kissing and intimate, and then been to the crib, probably met the kids and everything. Like, stuff happens so fast. And that's our society right now. But it takes us having these conversations and slowing down with the person that we're dealing with, and making it known what you want, and not being that patient guy or that patient girl saying, you know what, you know, they have X, Y, and Z, but they don't have everything I want. I'm just going to hang in there because I want to get the cookie. You know, we fool ourselves a lot of times. You know, so don't keep going on a date with her. Don't keep spending your money on her. Don't be in the house cooking for her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't trick off and pay her light bill if you know she's not what you really want. You got to take your time and get to know her. I say it over and over again, communicate. And if they're not communicating to you what you want, I don't care how fine she is, let it go. Because there's a billion fine women out here.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they're bad in the bud.
Okay, then. Well, what did our caller have to say?
On the money thing, I just want to say that, you know, it's a reason why they call them a trick. Because these are the guys that get tricked for paying for something that I get for free. So that's why they call these guys a trick.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
You know, these are the suckers. So, you know, I mean, that's how it is with them. But, you know, before a guy decides to pay money for some sex, he might just go in the bathroom and jerk off. That's what a real dude is going to do. Because now, paying for sex, as he said, hey, this sex is for some money. That's different than we going out, you know, we take her out, whatever. You're going to spend some money, but if a woman said, hey, now you got to pay for the sex, that's a different thing. That's like, yo, okay, I don't want none of that.
Yeah, but she's not going to say that. And that's the thing. She's not going to say that. And I guarantee you, if a Beyonce walk up or whoever your preference is, if she walk up and you meet her and she's fine and, you know, she into you and y'all get to go on a date or whatever, she might not have the brains or the capacity to sustain you. But those looks made her.
You're so captivated
by the looks. And I'm not saying you personally. I'm saying a lot of guys are captivated by those looks, and they're captivated by what she may have. And they start picturing themselves in that person. And women do the same thing, too. We start putting ourselves in these people's lives and start visualizing what you're going to do with them next week and a month from now and you're not even paying attention to what's coming out their mouth. So that's what I'm saying. You'll save yourself a lot of gas money, a lot of food money, if you just listen to them and let them tell you who they are off rip. You won't even get to that place where you got jack off. You already on to the next one.
Well, I mean, I definitely understand it. And what's your name again, the host? What's your name again?
The host, my name is Mika Ray, and that's Chase
Mika,
that you're talking to.
All right, Mika Ray, I wanted to say that, you know, oh, man, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, think about it. I'm going to make some comments real quick
while
you're thinking. But I think y'all all are making great points. And, you know, I'm the one, a lot of people who listen to this show know that I'm the one that always say, take your time, get to know someone, stop automatically sleeping with people, and you won't find yourself in situations where you're tricking off. Or you, or the woman, she's falling in love with someone because he gave us some good sex. So we all have to, women do it, men do it too. We all have to take our time from the beginning, getting to know the person, especially if that's what you're looking for. If you're looking for a relationship, you're looking to be with someone, you can't automatically just sleep with them. And then men, just be careful, because we know women who are like that, they will tell you they need their rent paid, you know, and it's 2 dates later, you know, now they don't have money for their rent. They don't have money for the cell phone and all this other kind of stuff. Now you're being a trick and you're paying
mm-hmm.
for it.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was your question? Do you remember what you was going to say?
Oh, no. I just wanted to say that when you were talking about the women need to regain their power, really, the women have all the power, you know.
They do, but they don't use it.
I mean, because if they say no, nothing is going down. Nothing is going down if
well,
women say no. Nothing
that
is going down.
That's definitely true.
You know, if she don't open up her legs, then nothing is supposed to go down.
Now, that's
you know,
true, and that's
power.
Not the power that I'm particularly talking
mm-hmm.
about. I'm talking more mm-hmm. so about being confident enough to state your needs in a bedroom and having those needs met. Not talking about, you know, that particular aspect of
mm-hmm.
it, but I do definitely agree with what you just said. But a lot of women, they go into these relationships with men or with women, too, and they are to the point where they just want to please the other person and they don't care about their needs. They kind of push their needs to the side. Because they're on this mission to keep the person as opposed
mm-hmm.
to in having an enjoyable mutual experience with that individual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agree.
Any other thoughts or questions? Y'all good? Okay. So what we're going to do is play a song, and then we'll come right back. We'll finish our discussion, and we're going to play Between My Thighs by NVS. All right, for some reason, the song is not playing. Let me see if I can try another one. I don't know what's going on with it. One moment. We're having some type of technical difficulties with the music, you all, so I'm sorry. We will finish our discussion. Our caller that's on the line now, can you tell us a little bit about what you do in regards to sex? That's 9974.
Telephone.
I don't know. Did you disconnect 9974? Well, I guess you wouldn't hear me if you did disconnect, huh? Okay. So I guess he has disconnected. So I do want to, while, I don't know, he could just also be on mute. So if you're there, just unmute your phone But it's not. That's cool as well. So I do want to, or what you was going to say, Kiva?
I want to ask you something, Mika.
Okay.
So in your experiences, you've never met a girl who just didn't, I mean, that just didn't automatically kind of give you the same pleasure you're giving them as far as foreplay is concerned? Or, I mean, someone you have to talk them into letting them, you know, talk them into doing you the same. Have you ever came across that experience?
Okay, can you ask the question one more time? I want to make sure I heard it right.
Okay, I just want to know, have you ever met a girl in which you provided all the foreplay and things like that, but she wasn't as willing to do it as you were?
Oh. Well, that was the question to kind of put me on the spot, Keroy. I've had situations where I was, I guess, more of the aggressor and maybe initiated the actual act of sex, I guess you would say, as opposed to that particular individual initiating it. And to me, that's really hard for me because I don't ever want, I want someone to feel comfortable enough to tell me I want to have sex with you tonight, or I want you to make love to me tonight, or I want you to touch me here, kiss me there, you know, lick my clit, whatever. Tell me something. You know, don't make me try to guess and pull it out of you, because sex should, it comes with, having great sex comes with maturity as well, and being able to confidently say, this is what I want. You're not playing a guessing game. You're not pointing to stuff. You're not gesturing. You're just telling me, you know, and it's a difference if someone is leading you, though. Because you can lead someone. If you feel uncomfortable telling someone what you want, you can lead them, meaning that you can grab their hand and, you know, put it on your breast if that's what you want your breast felt on. You can, you know, grab their hand and rub it up your thigh, or, you know, and touch your vagina with it, whatever. But that kind of lets them know what you want without you having to say anything, and without the discomfort of saying exactly what you want, because some people don't feel comfortable. So there are ways to do it. Now, all the gesturing and the pointing and the I just want, you know, whatever type stuff, that is not something that I like. I need to know what you're talking about, because I'm not playing a guessing game with you in the bedroom. So that was that part. Now, the other part of your question, what was the other part of your question?
I was like, if you have, what did you do? I mean, if you came across the experience, how did you handle that situation? But you pretty much answered some of that as far as help lead the way and stuff like that. But, you know, it sounds good. It sounds good, but, man, some of these women are chill. You know what I found out? A lot of older women, well, not a lot. But I ran across older women who just wasn't, they weren't down for doing stuff like that. Not even necessarily even going down, but just the simple stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like how you said, leading the hand down there. Man, I did that to this one girl. And she's like, oh, you got me doing all this work. I'm like, damn, I ain't even doing nothing. You know, it's
well, see, now let me stop it there. It's different now. It's different for a man to do that to a woman. And let me tell you why. Women don't want to feel like they're forced to give you head, or like they're being forced to touch on the dick and all that kind of stuff. Women don't like that feeling, because then to them it makes them feel like, dang, all you want me to do is give you head. All you want me to do is have sex with you. You're not really trying to give me, you're not really trying to seduce me or turn me on. You just automatically put my hand on your dick type stuff. Women don't like that.
Hold on. That's the thing, because this happened after I finished doing her up, though. Man, I did everything for her. You know what I'm saying? And I just started laying back. you know, I laid back and she wasn't doing nothing. I'm like, man, come on, man. I mean, so.
So then I think that, see, this is what I do. In my days of talking to men a long time ago, I don't play those games. It's not, I'm not going to give you oral sex. You ain't going to give me oral sex, I ain't giving you oral sex. That's just how I get that.
Right, but it's too
late.
That's
with a woman too, but those are things, but that's something you got to talk about before the act. Like, you got to, y'all got to figure out what is your sex language in that bedroom. Do you like oral sex? Oh, yeah, I love oral sex. Well, do you like giving it too, or do you just like taking it? You know, you got to talk about those things and let them know, you know, this is not something that we guess at in the bedroom. If I knew that, and this is not me, but I'm just saying, if a person knows that they like anal, any type of anal, you can't just go sleep with somebody and expect them to give you anal or expect them to eat your groceries. Like, if you don't have a conversation, you can't have those expectations. You got to talk about these things with people before you get into the bedroom. That is one of the reasons why sex is so awkward and may not be that good the first time around, because you're both trying to fill each other out and you're kind of guessing and you're trying to, well, does she like this? Or does he like that? Or will she want me to touch her head, touch me there? Will she give me head if I give her head type stuff? Like, you don't know what's going to happen because y'all haven't had a conversation most of the time. You're just kind of getting in bed and you're just going for broke. And then when they don't give you what you want, you're like, well, damn, you didn't even give me head back. I just sat down there and went down on you, and you came and you went to sleep on me.
Yeah, it happened too. I'm going to tell you one time I was with this one girl. She, after she nutted, she was, that was it. She wasn't even into nut no more. I'm like, damn, she said, you should have let me come. I'm like, well, damn, I thought that was the whole point of it. But I knew she was going to shut off altogether. I'm saying, it's a trip with y'all women, man, for real.
Yeah, some women do that. Some women do that. And that's another thing, too. You have to learn that if you know you're with a woman that will, you know, as soon as she gets her, she kind of rolls over and go to sleep. Because some women, just like dudes, they'll roll over and go to sleep, honey.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you're with that type of woman, then that means that you need to make sure they're doing what they need to do to you first. Then you please them and then let them go to sleep, because at least y'all both got what you needed in the situation.
Man. Yeah, she got me for the okie doke on that one, though.
Yeah, she really got you for the okie doke, honey. She did. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's just how it is now, you know, sometimes. But, you know, I live in a line, but you're right, man. I think you're right. It's just all about having that conversation first. It's just so that's already knowing ahead of time what you go get, you know.
Yeah.
Know what the expectations want to be.
Have the conversation.
Yeah.
Talk about it. I mean, and it's important. That's why I say, you know, it's for me, because I like to have that good balance. I'm an aggressive person in bed. And I don't even know what to say for the other word, but I'm dominant and I'm not dominant in bed. So I have both aspects of it. But it wasn't always, like, I don't always be that. I'm not that way with everyone, because everyone don't accept that. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of my, every sex partner is not going to accept the same thing. So you have to find a person that's going to give you that right balance in that bedroom.
Right.
And you got to have the conversation about what it is you want, what it is you like, how you like it. Those things have to be discussed. If not, then it's not going to be a great sexual experience. And I don't think you should have sex if it's not going to be a good experience. Just don't do it.
Leave a person alone. I agree with
somebody. Wrote, I did ask someone in the group, what other forms of foreplay exist other than oral? And I just love what she said. So she said nail play. So I said, well, tell me more. She says, I love to dress up and be eye candy while hovering over my lover, dragging my nails ever so lightly but firm enough to make them squirm. I go deeper and more forceful as I watch the rise and fall of her body. With the right type of music and confidence, I feel the energy of the seduction.
That's interesting.
That sounds sexy.
Role play. Okay. Yeah,
that's
try
foreplay, though. That is a great form of foreplay. Just rubbing your nails down the person's body. You're creating a different, like, different sensations on their skin. And, you know, the more you touch, because your skin is tactile, so if you're touching on one part, then the next part is going to tingle for the next touch. So touch is so important. And I love, love, love what she said about touch.
Whew. Okay. Hey, come on. Oh, yeah, calm down. We can... Goodness gracious.
There's nothing wrong with me.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Okay,
I'm just
trying
to be safe.
Yeah, it is.
Listen, okay. I have to read this in a way, okay, to help y'all get the depth of what she was saying.
Understand? I got you.
Well, I really, really, really enjoyed the show tonight. Does anyone have anything else you want to say before we start wrapping it up?
This is my thing. I feel like women just need to, well, I hate to generalize it, but the women who listen know who they are, man, just open up more and start doing more foreplay. That's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. I think that women and men need to open up and do more forms of foreplay. And I understand that foreplay is not just about oral sex. Foreplay is about the, let's see, it goes on longer than just oral sex. It's about the way you touch someone, how you talk to someone, the things that you do for that particular person. You can cook a meal together. And that can be a form of foreplay. It could be a sexy, you know, you're making spaghetti and you're, you know, you're tasting each other's foods and you're moaning when you taste it and it, you know, you feel it all through your body. Those are forms of foreplay. It doesn't have to be, oh, we're going to the bedroom and we're having oral sex. That's our foreplay for tonight. Let's get on to the sex. It's a slow build of sensual, sexual arousal throughout the day in many different ways. And I think that we all should learn how to incorporate that, those different forms, and think outside the box and be creative and know your lover, know the things that they want and how they want it and when they want it and how they like to be touched and spoken to, all those things will help create a great sexual experience and increases the intimacy and the sexual energy between each other.
Hmm. You broke it down, huh?
I did, didn't I? I was kind of patting
myself
on the back.
Yeah, you
broke that
down.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, for everyone that's listening tonight, if you want more of this and you want to experience some of the things that we've talked about tonight through demos, safe, in a safe space, there is no sex going on here, no nudity, none of that, but we will have Chase doing some of the sensual massage demo. We will also talk about other forms of foreplay and how to incorporate that into your life. That is on February the 6th. From 5:30 until 8:30, it is at the Heritage Center in Sandy Springs here in Atlanta, and it is $25 per person. You are able to use a special code, which I will post in the invite, to go ahead and purchase your tickets now. We're only doing advanced sales of tickets. Next week, we will talk about sensuality versus sexuality, And there is a difference. There's a difference between being sensual and being sexy. To me, sensual is innate. That's who you are as a person. Sexy is something that you dress up. You do. You can dress yourself to be sexy. You can't dress yourself to be sensual. Sensuality to me is something that's inside and you exude it. So I cannot wait to discuss that next week. And Kiwa, thank you so much for coming back with me in 2016.
Oh,
I'm so excited.
Yeah, me too. I'm right with you.
And I think that
let's make it happen.
You say what now? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I'm right with you. Let's make it happen.
Yes, let's make it happen. It's going to be sexier, you know, a little bit more out there in regards to the things that we talk about, because I am a sex coach. I am an intimacy coach, a relationship therapist, so we will center a lot around that. Kiroy is our resident radio DJ, so he knows how to keep it going the way I like it. So, and then, of course, we will have Tamika back. She is a therapist as well. So we're really going to just try to keep it sexy and give you all more of what we like to teach. And we can't wait. So I hope you all stay on us, stay with us again for another year and another journey with the G-Spot with Tamika Ray. I hope you all have a great night.
All right, good night.
Good night, Kiroy. I would play music, but I don't know what's going on with the sound tonight, so I'm not able to play a song. I'm so sorry, you all, but hopefully I'll get it fixed, and Monday when we come back, we'll be able to play some music. So I hope you all have a great night.
All right, good night.
Good night.